عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمة الله عليه says. He says, وعلى كل فالنفس آية كبيرة من آياته التي يحق الإقسام بها فإنها في غاية اللطف والخفة سريعة التنقل والحركة والتغير والتأثر والانفعالات النفسية من الحم والإرادة والقصد والحب والبغض وهي التي لولاها لكان البدن مجرد التماثيل لا فائدة فيه. He said, Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di said, so in general, whatever the case be, the soul is one of the great signs of Allah Azza wa Jal that deserves, and it's so tremendous, Allah is swearing by the soul. It's tremendous, the soul. He said, for indeed the soul is extremely subtle, and it's an affair that many people don't understand, the greatness of the soul. It moves about easily, it changes easily, it's influenced easily, it has different emotions, such as desires, wanting, aiming, loving, hating. Without the soul, the body would be a mere image with no benefit whatsoever. No benefit. Without the soul, the body was a mere... And just to add to that, and to show you how the body needs the soul, that's the part I want to bring some clarity to.
In Sahih Muslim and others.
That when Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam, Allah created Adam's body. And Allah did not blow his soul into him right away. And he was like laying there on the ground, and the shaitan, this was one of the reasons that led the shaitan to hate Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, was the shaitan saw him and went around him and said, oh, this is nothing. He's nothing. I can go and I can, influence him so easily. He's nothing. This was before Allah Azza wa Jal blew the soul into Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So say, the body was there, but there was no life to the body. And the shaitan saw that there was no life and he felt, oh, this is nothing, Yani. Why is he so special? Why is this creation that has nothing so special to Allah? And then Allah Azza wa Jal blew life into Adam, and then وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Then Allah taught Adam the names of everything. And then we know, such as in Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the malaika, and the shaitan was in their company at that time, when Allah ordered them to bow to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And they all did it except the shaitan. What preceded that is the shaitan witnessing Adam without a soul. What preceded that was the shaitan witnessing Adam without a soul. Notice what the Shaykh said, rahmatullah alayh. Look at the greatness of the soul. The body is nothing without the soul. The body is nothing without the soul. So he says, without the soul, the body would be a mere image with nothing of good. In fact, that it is created in such a manner is one of the great signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. The great, yani subhanAllah. Look at from the great signs of Allah. Is that Allah Azza wa Jal created a body, and in order for that body to have any benefit whatsoever, it needs a soul. It needs a soul.